Do you think that such an initiative will have a chance to materialize and to have on board also Chancellor Merkel? Because I'm thinking of the Mediterranean Union, for example, another project of Mr. Sarkozy, which doesn't seem to work very well.
Yeah, but this is not a project of initially from Mr. Sarkozy. I mean, there has been a lot of movements. There's a good German-Russian relationship. There's the Weimar Triangle. And there has been a shift of Polish-Russian relations. And all of that had led over 2 years' time that Europeans at large are more committed to give a chance to the proposals of President Medvedev that he launched 2 years ago about a new European security architecture. So far, Europe has more or less shelved these proposals. Now there's a new reflection ongoing. This reflection takes place in the frame of the whole Euro-transatlantic security remaking, because we will see the NATO summit forthcoming in early November. And in that context, we now have an initiative of the Weimar Triangle, which has been basically led by Germany, which happens now to take place in Deauville, but which is still an initiative of the major countries of the European Union inviting Mr. Putin. It's, by the way, not the first time that this happens, because we had a meeting, I think it was in June or July, where already the Weimar Triangle welcomed Mr. Putin. So it's basically in the spirit of the time.
So can we see it like Mr. Sarkozy joining the initiative Ms. Merkel and Mr. Medvedev had with that memorandum regarding a new European security, which also implied that Russia should withdraw its troops, for example, from Transnistria? So shall we look at this project as the project of Germany and Russia and now France coming on board?
I think this is a project that has been prepared for long. I think there are many actors behind the scene. I think there's a European readiness to move towards different relations with Russia. And now you remember Merkel Merseburg meeting with Putin, again, I think it was in June or July, and then you had the Quadriga, the Weimar Triangle meeting with the Russians. Now it's taking place in France. But you also see, again, very different relations between Poland and Russia. So you see a new readiness. And again, all this is in the context of reframing the Euro-Atlantic security system, because we have the new strategic concept. We have the NATO summit forthcoming. So I think it's an initiative by Germany, that Germany gave ownership to many other European countries. And I think that Europe takes on it now. I mean, first, it's the meeting to come in Deauville is probably a meeting of one of the most important member states to check out what the direction could be, what actually could be on offer for the Russians to then move towards the European, whatever, I don't call it treaty or contract, whatever is negotiable with the Russians. And again, I think an important question is, do we do this only Europeans? Will there be a move in parallel of NATO towards Russia, improving the Russian Cooperation Council of NATO? Is it a parallel transatlantic or Euro-transatlantic move? Or will, and this was basically the article of New York Times that you are referring mm-hmm. for, that the Americans are a little bit,
disturbed.
This is not for quote, disturbed, yeah, deranged by what is happening. But I think, to be honest, this debate is not new. It is clear since long that on Russia, Europe and the U.S. need different things. What is left for Europe and what is left for the U.S. is the big questions of nuclear disarmament. But Europe lives on the same continent with the Russians. We have energy security. We need to deal with regional conflicts like Transnistria, Georgia, Kyrgyzstan. We have seen in the past years that for none of these regional security problems, NATO has been a good option, because we did not employ NATO for Georgia, for Transnistria, and we cannot, because there's a red line of NATO enlargement and NATO use from the Russian side. NATO is still a threat in the perception of the Russians. So we need a different structure, and I think this initiative now, and we don't need what the end is. I mean, Medvedev called it a European security contract. The Russian ambassador here in Germany is dreaming of, indeed, a collective security treaty with the Russians. Making a collective security treaty with the Russians is indeed the inversion of NATO, because NATO was the collective security treaty with America against the Soviet Union, right? But the truth is, we are 20 years after unification. We have a very different setting. Europe has an utmost interest in contracting something with the Russians, and the Americans have so too. And this does not mean by any means that the U.S. is less important or that NATO is less important. I think it just means that NATO would be much more important for global missions, and that the regional conflict sites on the European or the Eurasian continent, if you want so, they need a different architecture.
Will the European-American relationship change or will have to suffer after such an initiative? Do you think that that opinion expressed by a senior American official quoted by the New York Times is a singular one or is just the way things are seen in Washington?
I think it's probably a way things are seen in Washington. The problem is that it's a look with nostalgia. You know, there's too much nostalgia in the game. I can understand the American reaction. I think it's not the best reaction, though, because you need something different. And different does not mean worse. It's just different because times are different. So looking back, sort of, you know, I mean, the quotes of this article were, yes, in former times you signed up for security with the US. Yeah, but we had Cold War situation. We had the Soviet Union. We had a very different situation. Need for the future is not to go back and not to regret the ancient times. We know since 20 years that NATO can no longer survive in the way it existed because its very essence of NATO was the threat of the Soviet Union. This threat is gone. NATO is an institution that is struggling for re-innovation of its sense since quite a time. And we are reinventing global missions and new definitions of security and cyberspace wars and this and that. All this is fine. And we need NATO, and we are happy to have Article 5. The problem is that for what Europe needs in its near neighborhood, NATO has proven to fall short. So, and on the other hand, given the dominance or the importance of Russia on the European continent, we truly need to negotiate something with the Russians. So I think it shouldn't be seen that negative. You know, we are reshuffling the Yalta Order, and it's time to reshuffle the Yalta Order. We are 60 years beyond World War II.
So the Americans are a bit prisoners of the framework of the Cold War,
thinking that these two
initiatives exclude each other. I mean, the European initiative and bringing Russia closer through NATO.
I think it's not self-exclusive. I think you could conceive a Euro-transatlantic security in which both institutions, the EU and NATO, both come closer to Russia. One is the European framing with whatever you call it at the end, European security, treaty, contract, collective security. I don't know whether we can go that far. I mean, this is not undisputed. This is just the beginning of a discussion, you know. There are many people in Germany who are still arguing that we won't sign up for collective security with the Russians. So it's not, like we say in German, it's not eaten yet, you know. So it's just a discussion to start. And I think one of the basic is, will it be a Euro-Russian discussion or will it be a Euro-transatlantic discussion? Will it be EU-Russia or EU and NATO with Russia? A double path or a unique path? And I think this is up to the U.S. also to basically stop the romance of the good old times without nostalgia and thinking the future instead of regretting the past. And that has been more a U.S. problem in the past 3 years than a European problem, because in Europe the need for a different relationship with Russia is much more evident and tangible than in the U.S. The U.S. is not living with the Russians on the same continent. It's not energy dependent. And it hasn't a lot of regional conflicts at its neighborhood or house door like Transnistria. So you end up in still perpetuating an old vision of what Russia should be, and this is no longer the case for Europe. So I'm pretty optimistic. I mean, optimistic in the sense that this is a start for a new discussion which will also allow Europe to be more assertive, which it should be. And again, I mean, it basically means you reshuffle the order of Yalta, but we are 60 years after World War II. It's time to conceptualize what the Eurasian continent should be in the future and how the Eurasian continent fits into a Euro-transatlantic strategy.
Do you think that European countries, smaller countries, who are a bit afraid of Russia, like the Baltic states or even Romania, I mean, those who have, let's say, bad memories about 20 or more years ago, how will they look at this new strategy? Also, in Romania, there's a parody of thinking that lately, in the last month, Russia had made a lot of hostile gestures towards us, and the fact that France and Germany, the two biggest of the Europe, are tending an approach, just give a sense of, I don't know,
Sounds a little bit like the Paris-Berlin-Moscow axis that we had in the Iraq things where the Romanian stand was W. Bush. I can understand this. We have very different history. We have very different emotions about these things. But I would argue that what Germany and France are not preparing but only discussing at this stage is just framing a new discussion, and we need something new. Going back to the past will not be enough, not for Romania, not for Germany and France, not for Russia, not for the U.S. So there needs to be something new. What the new is, I think, is still to be defined. I think there's nobody out there who will sign up with Putin something on the 18th on Deauville. You know, there is a put aside a little glamour effect for Sarkozy, but this is not what we are about. Everybody responsible in Germany knows that it needs to be framed in the context of an Euro-Atlantic security architecture, and this is very important. I listened to a speech of Secretary Dr. Hoyer, who is the spokesperson of European Affairs at the Foreign Service, and he made that very clear. I think the Americans also need to understand, and some do already, you know, if you read what Kagan writes or so, that we are just entering a different era. The era is 20 years after unification. It is globalization. It is an America much more oriented towards China. It's Europe that needs a different relation to Russia. And there's nothing wrong about rethinking the future than going back to the past. And I think this should also be the leitmotif for Romania. You know, you won't make the Romanian future with going back to the past. You can't enlarge NATO. Russia cannot be a threat and should not be a threat for Europe. Europe needs cooperation, and I think Romania will get there. Poland came there lately. You've seen after this Smolarz cartoon events, you know, there was a clear turnaround of Polish policy. I think the turnaround of Poland was one of the major elements to basically allow Germany to push for that now and to bring the Weimar Triangle to this thinking. So it's not a unilateral thinking of Germany, nor is it a Franco-German dominance. It's just something to prepare a discussion, to give ownership to, of course, everybody in the European Union, and to find a European way to differently deal with Russia. And I can understand that perhaps Romania or the Baltic countries will need a little more time to go along with that because their memories are recent and this and that. But I think, in essence, this is also a challenge for the Romanian discussion. You know, I mean, with just keeping Russia as an enemy sort of policy, Romania won't go far and the EU won't go far. So it's not a solution either.
My last question for you will be, do you think that there will be tensions in the NATO summit from Portugal from November regarding this issue and the framework the Americans are thinking about this?
Sure, there will be tensions. I mean, there have been tensions all over the place. I mean, already at the Munich Security Conference this year, we started off with the new strategy, and there were tensions about what Orbán should do, and there were tensions between the Americans and Europe precisely on how far do we go with inviting the Russians. I mean, many Europeans were arguing this year that Russia ultimately should join NATO. And now we are more thinking that at least we should improve the NATO Cooperation Council. So sure, there are tensions. There are tensions among Europeans and there are tensions between the U.S. and Europe. But tensions are good. Tensions is a good way to be creative and to shape the future than just being nostalgic about the past.